The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Friday, the 18th of January, 2019. On the podcast today, I have Paul Heywood, Chief Executive Officer of Bloc Energy, BLOE. And Paul talks about their initial production results from the Norio field and the progress they're making at their Westra Starvey field. Plus, I have two lists for you, the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours and the top five most liked RNSs too. By the way, you can see the top 10 versions of these lists plus loads of other content at voxmarkets.co.uk. In fact, what I'm looking at right now, there's a video of Ed Dawson chatting question and answers from the CEO of Prospects Oil and Gas right on the front page there, voxmarkets.co.uk.
Vox Markets is an online community of investors that runs a free mobile and desktop platform that allows you to track news and updates about any UK-listed company, offering RNS push notifications, detailed charts, pricing data, and much more. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Paul Heywood, Chief Executive Officer of Bloc Energy. That's BLOE ticker. Paul, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Justin.
Now, you're out in the field, aren't you? I mean, we were going to catch up yesterday, but you are busy working out there. Tell me where you are at the moment then, Paul.
Yeah, no, I'm currently in Georgia. We have got a lot going on at the moment. We've got two rigs moving. We're busy in Norio and Westra Starvey. We're currently employing just over 85, 90 people. So the team's pretty big, lots of moving parts, people and machinery being moved all over the place. And we're extremely busy.
Yeah, so you're based in, obviously, Republic of Georgia. Just go through that again. How many assets have you got? And then we'll go into the news.
Sure. So our immediate focus is on the Republic of Georgia, just south of Russia, of course. We're an E&P company with majority working interests in two PSCs, and we're farming into a third. So the key licenses will be at this time is Norio oil field, which sits just north of Tbilisi. We're farming in for a 75% working interest in an area called Westra Starvey, which is a discovered oil and gas field, which we're currently reappraising and taking into development.
Marvellous. So your last bit of news was excellent initial production results from Norio field. Take us through some of the highlights here, if you could, Paul. What's happening?
Yeah, sure. So as I'm sure our followers are aware, we've been banging the drum on an innovative tool that we've mobilised from North America to Georgia. And that tool landed in country just before Christmas, actually. We ran that tool into one of our workover candidates and penetrated the zones of interest. And we got some extremely encouraging flowbacks whilst running the tool. And we're now setting the pump on that well. And we're hoping to, we're looking forward to see exactly what the results will yield, but initial results are extremely encouraging. The technology is doing what it says on the tin, we're excited to get this thing going in many more wells.
Yeah, so it says here you're looking at a target of about 250 barrels of oil per day by the end of this half of this year. Is that right, on Norio alone? Yeah.
You're absolutely right. So the Norio program is all set up to basically sweat an old, mature field, right? So the key ingredient for us is increasing the productivity of these wells, and this technology is expected to do exactly that. So we've got 8 workover candidates, which we're going back into, and we expect that to get us up to around 250 barrels a day. Whilst in parallel to that work, of course, we're busy just south of Norio in Westra Starvey.
Yeah. And, of course, Westra Starvey, and that's hopefully you're going to, well, your target there is a bit bigger. There's 650 barrels of oil per day, and that's the end of, what is it? The end of Q1, is it?
Yeah. We'll be moving along drilling that well in a very short time frame, that's for sure. We've advanced significantly over Christmas. The guys stayed busy. We've cleaned out the well, we've pressure tested well, and we'll be running back in there sometime very soon. And yeah, getting on with our sidetrack. West Resave is most definitely the jewel in the crown for us. There's massive gas potential there. We've got 2C gross contingent gas resources of over 600 BCF, and the oil potential that sits in the shallower zone for us is right there too. Again, we're going after circa 38 million barrels of 2C gross contingent oil resources. So the oil plays there, the gas play is there. It's slightly deeper, not as well understood, which is why we're going after the oil first. But we'll be spudding our as I said, we'll be spudding our first well very soon, Justin. So keep your eyes on block.
All right, so when these two fields are up and producing your target amounts, that's around about 900 barrels of oil per day, you're saying estimated annual revenue at current oil prices is £13 million. And looking at your market cap, your valuation in the company, you are less than 8 million. So that seems excellent first year. So first of all, two questions here. How confident are you achieving that revenue there, the risk and reward profile there? And also, what kind of margins do you have on that, you know?
Well, just to touch on your first point, and that's the risk, of course. Our independent consultants that evaluated the fields for us before going in and before Block went in and made the acquisition, mm-hmm. Ranks our chance of success of being above 70%. These are mature fields that we're going back into, and we're basically going back in and exploiting plays that are extremely well known throughout Georgia. We're not doing anything new here, Justin. So yeah. I'd like to think the risk around success is pretty low. And with regards to how profitable is the oil that we produce in Georgia to the company, I've again, yet another point I've been banging the drum on, which it doesn't seem to be catching on just yet, but our break even as a company, and that means covering our OPEX costs in Georgia, our G&A in Georgia and UK corporate costs, is about 100 barrels a day at today's oil price. So needless to say, it's 600 barrels a day and beyond. You know, we're chucking off a fair amount of free cash flow, which we then hope to be able to circulate back into operations and continue to chase after these bigger numbers. It's definitely going to be a gas retest back in there at some point in West Resave also. Our neighbours Schlumberger are extremely busy right now appraising a gas discovery they had in their block, and we're on trend and have a discovery in the same formation in our license area. So we'll be watching the success had next door very closely, and that will trigger the incentive for us internally to go after a discovery we had in our permit too. So there really is a lot going on, but immediate focus is around delivering on Lorio, of course, and getting this well down in West Resave.
And news expected on this is what? Not far off, surely?
Absolutely not. No, yeah, absolutely okay. Not.
Yeah. All right, marvellous. Last thing, Paul, as always, if someone's listening right now, likes the sound of this, not yet following the story, though, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Yeah, sure. We're fully funded, and we've got a clearly defined work programme that is a very easy one to understand and follow. We're extremely busy right now across two fields, management are extremely active in communicating with their followers, so lots to look out for.
Excellent stuff, Paul. Good to catch up with you, and like you say, lots of news coming up very soon, so no doubt we'll be catching up again in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much, fella.
Look forward to it, Justin. Thanks a lot.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five, 1PM Group, and Ian Smith on the podcast in the week. Very decent interim results there. OPM ticker there. At four, Minds and Machines, that's MMX. At three, Red Emperor Resources, RMP. At two, AFC Energy, that's AFC. And number one is GCM Resources. Okay. I think there's a bit of a riser there today. Let's look at, 2.6. I thought it was a big riser. So someone talking about that on Twitter. I assumed it was a big riser, but obviously not that a big riser. Okay, top five most liked RNSs. At five, it's operations update from yesterday, permit to drill. That's from 18 Energy. At four, Anglo African Oil and Gas Holdings and Company. At three, Active Energy nominated advisor status. It's at two, also Anglo African Oil and Gas initiation of research coverage. And number one most followed company It's Codal Minerals, Bogoni Lithium Project Update. That's K-O-D, COD, of course. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.